Good afternoon. This is Ralph Jensen. I'm editor of Security Products Magazine. I'm in Copenhagen, Denmark, visiting with Martin Grin, the founder of Axis Communications. Good afternoon, Martin.
Thank you. Welcome to see you here. Glad you can make it all the way to Copenhagen.
Beautiful city and a great time visiting your facilities, mm-hmm. your distribution center, and your administration building.
Thank you.
A couple of questions for you today, if you don't mind. If you wouldn't mind telling our listeners what led up to what we are doing today in network video.
What led up to do what we are doing? Well, we did the first network camera already back in 1996, and at that time we really didn't know what to use it for. It was a very slow camera. It took 17 seconds to deliver 1/4 frame. So we can see how the technology has matured over the time, and so has Axis. So back in 2001, that's about the time when we decided to put the focus on security and surveillance for network cameras, and this focus is really what's taken us to where we are today.
This network video certainly has a great potential in the future. In your opinion, what does the future hold for network video?
Well, if you mean what's going to make the network video take over,
yes.
Then I think, I mean, it is today a market which is still only about 15% to digital technology, whereas the remaining 85% is analog. What I think is that now, this year, is probably the first year where I think every vendor agrees upon the fact that this technology is going to be digital in the future, and that the analog has had its heyday. Analog video is still in growth mode, but that growth is very small because the overall CCTV industry has grown by about 10%. But I think this will be the last year of growth in analog video.
What kind of growth do you see in the future for network video?
Well, I mean, as we work from our 15% of the market, which is digital, up towards the 50% and long-term to the 100%, we will obviously see a significant growth opportunity for us. And the driving factors, I mean, is that there are so many things that you can do with the digital technology which you can't do with analog cameras. I mean, such as power of Ethernet, such as the resolution where you can go beyond the 4-sif resolution. It's the scalability. We now see how that in larger systems, and they don't need to be more than like 16 cameras, the total acquisition cost is more expensive for analog cameras than network cameras. All these factors, they sum up to the fact that digital video will make a significant shift from now on.
Well, that's one of the things I think that I learned on this trip to Copenhagen, is that IP video or network video truly is less expensive in the long run.
Yes, and this is the reason why for quite a while, I mean, many of the really large applications have decided to go for IP video only. And it's quite obvious because the savings are so significant. But there's still a lot of people out there who make money on selling analog cables. And as long as those guys are out there, I mean, we will still see sales of analog cameras.
Is the cost savings also found in the installation?
It's primarily actually in the installation. The camera by camera, the network camera is still slightly more expensive than the equivalent camera in an analog version, but the installation cost is significantly less on IP video. The cabling cost is significantly less, and switches and routers are typically cheaper than the matrices and quads. So it all breaks down to a lot of savings. And then you have the scalability. If you have 16 cameras on a DVR and you want to add a camera, then you need to buy a new DVR. But if you have 16 IP cameras, you can buy a 17th, and there is really not more than the increment of the additional camera.
Let me switch gears for just a second to a question that I thought of yesterday when we were visiting with you at your administration building. I wondered if you might share your view of video intelligence.
I believe that video analytics has to be done and implemented with a customer in mind. I think we as a vendor shall not push the customers to a lot of analytics by embedding that into the camera where the customer may not be using them. Because if we sell the customer something that doesn't meet his expectations, they're not going to buy it. And I think very much in the analytics industry is totally vendor driven by the ability to put a lot of fancy stuff in the camera, but in reality it's not that well tested. This goes for many basic applications such as video motion detection, which is an application that works great in a controlled indoor environment, but outdoor you shouldn't consider using video motion detection, at least not for any other purpose than reducing the amount of frames.
Do you think that video intelligence or analytics will have its time and come to fruition?
No, I definitely believe in video analytics for the future, because after all, I mean, we will have so many cameras and will be so few people to actually watch the material they produce. So it has to be done, and it has to be done intelligently. So I think there is no doubt that analytics will be the future. But I think that today, a lot of the stuff that the analytics vendors promise is a little bit more of science fiction or suited for CSI than it's reality.
Martin, thank you for your time. I appreciate the information. Thank you for the opportunity to visit with you here in Copenhagen.
Thank you for coming.